This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And after much freewheeling growth, is the gig economy in trouble? That is what we're asking because new legislation by regulators could upend companies like Lyft, Uber, DoorDash, TaskRabbit. Not to mention all the other tech startups that have made themselves very comfortable with their business models. Looking into it after these tech headlines. U.S. national security officials and Silicon Valley execs are struggling with how to best combat foreign election interference. The Journal says at a recent meeting organized by Facebook at its headquarters in Menlo Park, California, Shelby Pearson, who was named over the summer to lead the U.S. intelligence community's new election threats group, threatened a blunt message to the assembled executives. And it is simply this: you need to share more data with us about your users. Publicly, the companies in attendance, Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Microsoft, said the day-long meeting was constructive. However, questions remain about whether these platforms have done enough to prepare for the 2020 U.S. election, or for that matter, if the Trump administration has focused enough on the problem. The Senate Intelligence Committee is expected to release a report in the coming weeks, reviewing Russia's disinformation campaign in 2016 and recommending ways to improve responses for future elections. Chipmaker Broadcom says it has been hit hard by the U.S.-China trade tensions and the export restrictions to Huawei over national security concerns. It says its core semiconductor business has bottomed out in a very slow growth environment, but that the business is not quite in recovery mode yet. If you're keeping tabs, Apple is Broadcom's largest customer, accounting for about a quarter of its revenue last year. And ahead of this year's holiday season, Take-Two Interactive launches Borderlands 3, its first-person shooter game. The company says it is slated to sell 7 to 8 million units, which analysts consider conservative. Other big-budget titles due out this holiday season include Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon from Ubisoft Entertainment, a new Call of Duty from Activision Blizzard, and a new Star Wars-themed game from Electronic Arts. Coming up, is the gig economy in trouble? What new legislation in New York, California, and down the road means for companies like Uber and Lyft? And more importantly, for us. It has finally happened. The tech backlash is coming for the gig economy. The latest legislation in California and New York is threatening its business models and worker flexibility, impacting Uber, Lyft, not to mention all the other tech companies thriving in the economy we know as gig. Let's get more. Joining us from the San Francisco Bureau is Wall Street Journal reporter Alejandro Lazo. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
So a good decade, you know, after companies like Uber skyrocketed to popularity, now we're really finally seeing this big government pushback. There really has been a surge in regulation around the world, congestion, worker pay, all kinds of things. Now, we see this crackdown. Break it down for us. How messy have things gotten lately?
That's right. And in particular, that crackdown appears to be unfolding in California, where lawmakers here have just passed a bill taking aim directly at these gig economy companies and their business models, essentially saying, well, they couldn't really use gig workers or contract workers to deliver all the services that they are known for delivering, driving people around, delivering them food, walking their dog even. And that poses potentially big problems for all these companies. But as we've noticed, there are efforts to rein in the practices of these companies in various parts of the world.
All right. So let's talk about that because, you know, this means a whole new business model for a lot of tech companies. What does it mean for a company like Lyft, for a company like Uber? You know, help us further appreciate their pain.
It would be a very big deal if they had to reclassify their workers as employees. They are going to take their fight. Uber in particular has said they're going to take their fight, simply not going to reclassify their workers. They believe that this new law doesn't necessarily apply to their business model, and they're just going to carry on business as usual. And obviously, what's very likely to happen is court cases will come and they're just going to fight it out. These companies have said they're going to go to California's ballot. Remember, California has direct democracy. You can put laws and initiatives straight to the voters, and they said that they are going to do this in one form or the other starting next year. So at least here, this isn't over. They're hoping to go back to the state legislature next year when it convenes, work something out.
As comfortable as tech startups have become with this gig economy, so have we to a certain extent, right? So how did these changes essentially impact us as well?
Well, it depends on what happens, but the companies certainly say that this may result in a decline in services, in fees going up, in, potentially not being able to go all of the, like if you're talking about Uber and Lyft here, perhaps potentially not being able to go all of the places you can go now in these using these apps, mm-hmm. and using these services. Again, this is if these companies were forced to make this change,
right.
or these changes, the consumer would certainly feel it.
This got me thinking in terms of, like I said, we're hearing a lot from Uber and Lyft on this matter, but there are tons of other examples of tech companies thriving in this gig economy. It's a big industry. So what are some of these other players in this field saying, and how are they addressing the matter?
Well, one well-known app-based delivery company, as it's known, I guess, they're an app that brings you food,
right.
DoorDash. Is has joined in this coalition with Uber and Lyft, saying that they're going to fight this at the at the ballot in California next year, and try and make some kind of exemption to these new regulations that are expected to take place or to take effect next year. I wouldn't be surprised, I should say, if other companies in this realm, in this space, I would not be surprised if they joined in on this effort. What they could potentially do to change their businesses if they actually had to comply with these sorts of regulations, I think it's really kind of remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. You brought up something that was a little interesting before, just when you were getting into DoorDash, because there's this vague meaning in tech company. If you're a fresh startup and use tech in some solid capacity, it seems like you're a tech company working in the gig economy. What is a tech company anyway these days,
Right. And, I think this question is really the question that you're seeing playing out right now, not only in California, but in perhaps a lot of these other states or jurisdictions in the U.S. and across the world, really just asking this question, well, what makes you unique? What are you doing that necessarily exempts you from following all of the sort of laws and regulations,
right.
and practices that we have put in place for various industries over decades? And I think that's a very real debate that now we are seeing kind of spill out into the public with these kind of very high profile measures, not only being debated, but being passed and looking to be put into law as early as next year.
Alejandro Lazo, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.